What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. It's time to get this party started with Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
There we go. That's good. That's good.
Your top of your head, Jimmy, should be almost touching the... even Sharms is a bit low.
I mean, look, put a fist.
Like you're doing the old crack and egg trick.
What was that? What's a crack an egg trick?
You know when you do that to somebody, you go like that and you crack it and then you pretend the yolk is like running down their head. You never did that as a kid?
Never did it.
Never is that better?
It. Yeah.
Yes.
I like JC. So JC, a little bit higher. A little bit higher, JC.
Oh, sorry. Oh, there we go.
That reminded me of Adam's family. Adam's family.
I think that we're all, I'm impressed that people are trying to improve their sets. Jimmy, nice job.
Really good job, YouTube Jimmy.
Strategy later in August. We're thinking middle of August. August 12th right now is kind of ringing a bell possibly to move over to YouTube. We'll also always be where we are now, but we are working on our backdrops. Hey, we're back, by the way. It's Footy Prime. We had a week off. A whole week off. Did you enjoy yourselves, everyone?
Really did.
Yeah, I weeked off quite a bit.
That's what you do when you have a week off. Craig has
like a good week off.
He's not here. We're all here, apart from Craig. He's in Vancouver right now. He might join us at some point. But yeah, I enjoyed listening to the veteran, the vintage shows. Dubs's official debut, Jimmy's official debut. What I don't like about it is that Dubs, for some reason, thought that I hated her.
You kind of did.
To that. No, it was so the opposite to that. You had some significant attitude towards me in that show.
Oh, I did? No, I didn't. Yeah.
I think so. I really think you did.
I felt the tension.
Yeah, there was tension.
There was no tension.
Sexual tension.
Yeah, definitely none of that. I just really wanted you to like me, maybe.
Yeah?
And well, when I try just... too hard, I like go in like too heavy
two
on.
Feet?
Yeah. And usually like cutting people down, you know, like doing that sort of thing instead of trying to.
Well, I don't mind that. I can handle that usually.
You
know?
Yeah,
but why are you worried about Sharms liking you? The guy doesn't like anybody.
That's so not true. I get on with most people. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. Most people I tend to get on with. Yeah. Wait, Wonga, what are you doing?
I'm just messing around. I had a crazy morning. Can we be honest? I'm supposed to be going to Chicago tomorrow, and I couldn't find my passport. And I found 4 old passports, but each time I found one, I was excited and then let down right afterwards. And I was working on my computer, actually on a meeting with Sharms, and I went, where's my passport? I know it's somewhere. And I texted JC and I said, long shot, do you know where my passport is? And he said, I do. And I'd already found it, but it was in my scanner, in my printer. How did you? Why were you in my printer when you were staying at my house?
As I said, when I stayed at Dan's house, Mel and I got to work very quickly to try to find things we could sell to support our drug habit. so we were going through, and I'm like, "Oh, this is an old Canon, probably not worth anything." And then Mel's like, "What about this passport? We could sell this." I'm like, "Yes, we absolutely could." So that is actually a duplicate passport that you have, Dan. The original one is there's a man from
Nantucket.
Yes,
who's Delmonte. His neck was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin.
And then tickled his chin. And that's how I made enough money. Yeah. So here's the thing, though.
Suck it.
The reason I didn't tell you over text message where it was because I was hoping that you wouldn't find it, and I would torture you a little bit longer, then reveal it through a series of clues on Footy Prime. I had some ready to go, but you'd found it, so I'm glad that you did find it.
I'm so happy I found it. My whole life has changed. I may have a girlfriend tomorrow.
You may have. You may have. You join the quiet phase of summer. I mean, obviously we have MLS and CPL. We get that, but after the craziness of Euros and Copa, are you having some time to sit back and kind of chill a little bit, enjoy life here? Anyone?
Dubs isn't, because she's got the rollicking women's national team Olympics and ex-national team Olympics coming.
Rollicking, yes, absolutely.
Well, it is going to be rollicking. I'm excited for it, no? And you're doing 1,000 different things for it, no? So I don't think yours.
I mean, I'm covering it.
Well, you're going to do
it. Which is very exciting.
You've talked about doing more pods after the games.
Yes.
You're creating your own list, and it's quite a fruitful list.
Yeah. I thought that it would be helpful in terms of content.
No, yeah, it's amazing. Be,
very much so. It means that we don't have to do it as much.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. Well,
does that mean we get another couple of weeks off?
Kind of.
Dubs is doing it.
Oh, that means I get to work way more.
Yes.
In preparation, JC, for the YouTube strategy, you can feel free to start directing this, like going to single shots, two shots, whatever you want. Mess around with it, okay? There you go. There's Jimmy on a single shot. See, for example.
It's Jimmy Smollett.
See, that kind of stuff, okay? Feel free to practice. There we go. Right. That's cool. I like that too.
I don't know why it's I'll have fun with this. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got something I want to read to you here. Off the top here, okay? This is a Reuters story. I'll just read the first three paragraphs. The match in the Norwegian top flight between Rosenborg and Lillestrøm was suspended on Sunday after fans showed their displeasure with the VAR by throwing fish cakes onto the field. The protests started from kickoff. After a two-minute bombardment of fish cakes, the referees stopped the match and sent the players to the dressing room. The match was restarted, but the protests intensified with tennis balls and smoke bombs being thrown onto the field and fish cakes. The referee abandoned the match around the half-hour mark with the score 0-0. Fish cakes.
Why fish cakes?
And tennis balls and smoke bombs? I feel like that's quite a spectrum to choose from.
You get the smoke bomb part, right? That's the kind of, that's legit. That's proper, like, football hooliganism. But fish cakes and tennis balls.
Do you guys remember? Sorry, go, Jimmy.
I would love to know the guy when he brought that to the table when they were all putting it together and going, yeah, flares and we'll get tennis balls and fish cakes. Fish cakes. Like, surely somebody said, no, not fish cakes. Like, where did that come from? Fish cakes.
We know there's someone in that town who's like, it's Christmas. Everybody, all my fish cakes just got sold. I did a year's worth of fish cake sales in one day.
It's like, it's so strange. I don't know why. Just for some reason, everyone started buying my fish cakes today. It's the weirdest thing.
Charmin's terrible proper fish cakes.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, anytime you want to buy pies and go to BMO Field and toss them on the pitch, go
right ahead. Fish cake is much like, it's almost like a pie, Charms. That could be added to your menu.
We have a fish pie, but not a fish pie, a fish cake pie.
Fish Different, cake right? pie.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd be upset, though, if I was a player and I got hit by a fish cake. If it was other things, I wouldn't be upset, but a fish cake, I'd be like, you're taking the piss now. Right. Tennis ball, whatever you like, but a fish cake?
And if you're the person, JC, who's like, it's a boom, right? Because they've sold out of all their fish cakes. And then you find out that they've been purchased because they're like particularly leaden and hard and not flaky and light and delightful. They're purchased because of how they can be used as a weapon. And they've knocked out a few players. And you're like, wait a minute, this is not a good thing. And what about, was there tartar sauce? Was there any dipping sauces?
I would assume so, right?
A little hot sauce and sauce. Yeah, hot sauce and tartar sauce and a little bang bang sauce, which is a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So tartar sauce is just mayonnaise and relish, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Touch of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And a little chives if you want to, or dill if you want to have some fun with it.
Yeah, the players didn't relish that protest at all.
Dubs, we missed you. We missed you.
No, you didn't.
Yep. Unlike the fish.
It is nice to see Dubs' face, eh?
It is. It is nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's nice to see your fish. Freshly shaven face.
I made another mistake. Like I found my passport, and then I realized, oh, I haven't shaved in a while. I should shave. And I grabbed the wrong, it's supposed to be a 2. And I grabbed I guess it's like for chest hair or something, which I don't use because I'm hairless. And it cleaned my chin completely. So now I've got no hair on my chin. So I'm feeling like rather exposed is what I'm feeling.
The hair that you've gone for is very sumo-like.
I've got to do something to fix this up. Like I'm going to get a magic marker and give myself some hair on my chin. It feels a little raw.
You're very cute and innocent looking. You're like the opposite of Charms when he's freshly shaven. And I'm like, I hate you. Go away for a week and then come back. And Charms and Wonger, I'm like, oh, Wonger.
So
how are you?
Yeah. Charms creepy. My favorite thing that I saw was thrown onto a field was an NFL game, and someone threw like a 10-inch vibrator dong into the end zone at a Buffalo Bills game. How did they sneak it in?
I don't want to know.
Let's go Buffalo.
Maybe they were like, "What is that?" You're like, "Oh, that's my sex toy I'm bringing to the game." Oh, yeah, that's okay. You're allowed to bring
I'll allow it.
A 10-inch. And when they threw it, it was one that also had the baguette on it. Like it had the testicles and it just kind of bounced around in a circle. Do you remember that, JC? At the Buffalo Bills game? And I was like, that's brilliant. Only in Buffalo.
I'm going to find it.
Alberto's on his way, by the way. So anytime we could be welcoming Alberto onto the show. Since we last spoke, as mentioned, Dubs, CBC, she reposted that numerous times, so everyone knows that. Gareth Southgate leaves England.
Wow, yep.
The Obed Auxerre, this Cavan Phillips kid, 14 years of age, debuts in MLS. A lot's happened since last we spoke. It's been about a week. What stories jumped out to you? Jimmy, how are those stories? Dubs, CBC, Southgate, Bear, or Cavan Phillips? So Kevin? It's Kevin Phillips, right?
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Southgate and then him being linked to the U.S. national job.
Ooh. I didn't even hear that second part.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Has he declined the invitation like Klopp?
Jimmy's in the gutters, the gossip gutters.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So that was something that stood out to me.
Do you see that being a fit?
Possibly, but they wanted somebody with a European experience, and I think that was the guy that they really like. So I'm assuming they're talking to him now.
Okay, I can't imagine he's going to jump from England to the States that quickly.
Do you think he's going to go club football or stay international?
I think he'll take a year off at least, wouldn't he? Or do you strike while the iron's hot? Get the next job off to you.
Well, look what happened to us when we didn't strike when the iron's hot. We're doing a podcast. All of those opportunities, Charms.
So many, yeah. We shouldn't have waited that week.
No.
I don't know. Well, this is the video. We've got the video here of the dong.
Oh, there it is.
Kids pointing at Wonger.
So there was a touchdown scored, and then there's the dong sitting there.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, look, it's one that sticks onto the window.
Yeah, that's right.
It sits out of the back of a trunk. It's like those, I don't know, reindeer legs at Christmas.
Yeah, so that's your favorite projectile you've ever seen.
It's pretty funny. Well, other than the seat cushions when Danny scored the first goal at TFC.
We don't mention that name on this show.
Well, so seat cushions and dildos kind of go hand in hand, if you know what I mean, sometimes.
Well, yeah, you need a seat cushion after. Well, yeah. You're one of those donuts. So I hear. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's got one.
Jesus.
My goodness.
That's why he brought the story up. It's all making sense now.
A rough night. My initiation household.
My initiation into sumo culture was quite surprising.
Oh boy, I have missed you people in this stupidity. Yeah. Oh.
We also met Jesse Marsh.
Have we not had a show since then?
I don't think so.
No.
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 Great guy.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sharms?
Yeah, impressive, right? Very candid. Yeah.
He enjoys the crowd.
He does. He holds the room really well.
Yeah.
It's part of the job, right? You can see how he would convince people, I think, to open their wallets, put that way. Kind of an inspirational kind of guy, isn't he?
Quite. And Kevin Blue was on set, too, and he was very informative and had some great stories for us.
Kevin was saying, it's interesting how he's saying, you know, now people are thinking, oh, wow, what a crazy month it was. Time to relax and take a break. And he goes, no. Now's the time. Now's the time to get, you know, make those phone calls, hit the tarmac. He can't quit. This is really the most important time now to grab hold of this momentum and push forward with it, right?
Striking while the iron is hot.
There you go, Jimmy. Yes, exactly.
So the appeal with Marsh is not only that, I mean, they just finished that third place match with their involvement in Copa. And then immediately he was out on like the media tour. And then he was meeting in person with you guys at the pub and other media and fans and voyageurs. And so Marsh, his enthusiasm is infectious, but it's his appeal across the board, not just to potential investors or to, you know, people in brass and executives and those types of people, but it's the people, like, he wants to get into the trenches with everybody, right? Like, he wants to talk to the fans. He wants to talk to the coaches. He's talking about youth development. I think it's really like the breadth of his message and the reach of his message is really impressive. And he seems like a guy who's up for anything, be it a meet and greet at a pub or talking to people in a boardroom.
I'd agree.
Richie Larea showed up too, apparently. We missed him, actually.
Yeah, we missed him by about an hour. Yeah, half an hour. Well, it was pouring that day.
But one thing Jesse told us that was 10 the players is like, listen, now is the time. You have to make yourself accessible as well to fans, to media. You need to build this brand.
He's quite jubilant too. Like, he's got a real jubilant personality that is, and I'm going to compare him to John Herdman. John seemed to always hold things close to the vest, and it seems like Jesse's much more on just a personality level, just out there a little more, which I appreciate because enthusiasm goes a long way in moving something forward and successfully. And sometimes being stuck in a position, whether that's 40th because Canada moved up, that's another little tidbit. But whether sometimes you just have to move. And it doesn't matter what direction. And I think with Jesse Marsh, moving in any direction isn't going to be a problem just because of that enthusiasm.
You can see both John and Jesse, though, being that motivational type, right? The guy that players do enjoy. Similar in that regard. But yeah, Jesse was certainly, you know, he was having a good time. We all were. It was a fun time. You know, obviously it's easier when the team's coming off a really successful Copa America. Everyone's happy. Everything's jovial, buoyant. We'll see, you know, when the results turn, and they will at some point. That's international football, right? And they kept pressing that upon us, right? Saying, listen, international football, it is like peaks and valleys, ups and downs. It's so hard to be consistent unless you're Spain or you know, the great teams. Most teams up and down. Canada right now is, where are they right now in the rankings? 40?
40th, yep.
40th, yep. Right?
Yeah.
They were saying, like, wasn't Jesse telling us he thinks they should be, you know, top 15? They have the ability to be top 15.
He did say that. And he also was talking about it. And I don't know if you remember this, Sharms. You asked the question, who surprised you the most? And he didn't say off the record, but it was Cornelius was a big surprise to him. He already thought that Schaffelberg, what he said about Schaffelberg was interesting, was that he didn't surprise him on on a skill level, but just that, you know, he doesn't care. Schaffelberg doesn't care, and he goes out there and plays strong across the board. And he just he said that didn't surprise him as much, but there were some good names that he dropped in there that was actually very positive. Jimmy, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
What else? Who else was there?
No, Cornelius was the one that I think really stood out because he more or less said that he just loved his composure, loved the way that he could play out the back. And that kind of surprised him. And I think a lot of the players really surprised him because just how quickly they bought into what he was preaching. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but they seem to adapt relatively quick. And I think you saw that he was very impressed and proud of the players, just how highly he spoke of them as well. And even for Richie Larea, just to show up for 10 minutes to go in there and say, hi, gaffer, hello, everybody, bye, and then take off. It just goes to show you the respect that the players have for him as well. So that was nice to see. And I also want to say it's great to see the relationship that him and Kevin Blue have. Because a lot of the times, you know, when you put people together, they tend not to really get along, or it takes them a while to figure each other out. And these two really seem to have a good bond and a nice relationship at the moment, which is nice.
It's all about, they kept mentioning too about youth soccer and the future of the game over here. And it's so hard to get those pathways in place.
Yeah, Jimmy, what you're saying about Marsh aligning with the hiring of Kevin Blue, how transparent he's been and how he wanted to do that and has like preached about the importance of doing that. I think that the personality of Marsh, the way that he coaches, the way he presents himself to the world, like that is just an alignment, at least from the outside looking in. So you'd have to think within the organization that they're aligned as well with President Peter Grusso as well. So I think that how well the team did at Copa, but then how everything from the communications to the social media presence, hopefully how that rides into Paris for the women and that they get as many impressions and as many posts to support them in their run to defending their gold medal. I think it really bodes well as this team moves and the organization moves towards 26.
By the way, Dubs, Olympics, as you mentioned, they're kicking off soon, but Sydney Collins. It can be a fucking cruel game, can't it? Sometimes. Two leg breaks. Do you know how serious this most recent one is? I mean, leg breaks, leg break. It's always serious. You understand that. But yeah. She just got back from the right leg, didn't she? And she did a left in training.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was against Nigeria.
I mean, sorry, against Nigeria, the closed doors game, sorry.
Yeah, but her first minutes, I believe, since that ankle fracture in the Gold Cup, or just after or just previous to it, like, but right around there. So I think that the national team plus the setup at the Courage were working for her return to play or on her return to play. And for her first minutes for that to happen again is just absolutely just soul crushing. I just feel terrible for her. But then from Priestman's perspective, then Gabby Carl, which to me was the right call anyway, like I think she should have been a part of that 18. Even if you're talking about pace and what Collins brings in terms of your tactical fluidity and how Bev wants to play, I think it was too risky to not put everything on her and to everything being able to be executed on the pitch and the way that they want to play. But that was a lot, I think, a lot to ask. So then Desi Scott now moves into the alternates. So I think that's good to see. I'm happy to see her. But then it brings up another discussion, moving away from Collins a little bit, about how do you leave Olivia Smith out again with a spot opening up? So, I mean, it allows us, I think, to question everything, but you just feel absolutely gutted for Sydney Collins. And you've got to think from a club perspective, like the North Carolina Courage, like they have to be seething right now. Like if they're working in conjunction with the national team to hopefully get this player back as quickly as possible so that she can represent her country at the Olympics. But they obviously selfishly, and they're a business, they want her to be on the pitch as soon as possible for the Courage in the NWSL. I mean, and again, not knowing the severity of the fracture and what that will entail. But I mean, that's at least 3 months, you would think, if not longer, that she's going to be out.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Okay, listen, let's quickly, I want to get rapid fire here on you, Dubs. It's rapid fire, sorry. I listened to your show, the debut show last week.
Not my strong suit.
It's not rapid fire per se, but your elevator pitch as to how far Canada can go at these Olympics. Is a gold medal genuinely possible, do you think, or is that a big outsider?
I think given their form since a poor World Cup, I don't think it's as outside a shot as you might think. I think they're right in there. I mean, how condensed the tournament is, the fact that they have confidence they can navigate that tournament, they've done it before, I mean, gives them a slight edge, I think, coming into this tournament. And they are in good form as a team. I think you have to look at the important players within that. And you look at a Jessie Fleming, which to me, she has not looked as strong lately, like her transition from WSL playing with Chelsea to the Portland Thorns. I don't think that adaptation process has happened as quickly as I would have liked. I think you want to see her dominate a little bit more. And she needs to be somebody who's kind of firing on all cylinders in order for Canada to have success. The old question about where the goals are going to come from is also something that's of concern. I think if Adriana Leon keeps scoring the way that she's been scoring for country, I think that they're probably in good shape, but it's if they're able to get a win and get started on the right foot against New Zealand, which is a team that is absolutely there for the taking. The second group being against France is going to be very, very tough. And then Colombia, I think the last time they played them was in 2012. So not a lot of history to kind of rely on there, but they're a team with some young superstars and a team that could upset them. But if they finish top of their group, then that puts them in good shape going into the quarterfinals. But if they falter, I mean, and the two best third place teams will go through, and they'll go through if they're in the second place as well. But that'll give them a much tougher opponent as they move into the knockout round.
Who are the favorites? Do you know the actual main favorite for this year's tournament? Is it Spain?
I would say it's hard to say anybody but Spain, yeah.
Yeah, because as though they are the dominating force right now in women's soccer, right? But usually there's three or four dominating forces in women's soccer. Is that not the case right now?
Well, I mean, you'd think it would be England as well, but they're not going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. They failed to make it to the Olympics. Other than that, I mean, France is a team in Canada's group, who for a long time in the past Women's World Cup was the same, where on paper they look like a team that should be a consistent threat, and they fail to deliver on the world stage, whether it's at a World Cup or at an Olympics. But no, I think it's Spain and everybody else right now.
What about the Emma Hayes effect with the States?
Yeah, I mean, I think
that
it's
that good.
I mean, Hayes is definitely the wild card there. But I mean, given her selections and the rosters that she's chosen, I think the U.S. is, for the first time, they're not the heavy favorites going in. Mm-hmm. Now, that kind of power balance has shifted. Which
you can stop smiling, Dubs. You can stop laughing there. you're so happy, aren't you?
It would be a flat-out lie if I said I wasn't delighted to see them go out to Sweden on that VAR review where the ball Nair thought that she saved it, but it in fact just crossed the line. I loved all those memes that ensued. But I mean, I think it's a better tournament if the US does well. I really do. But it was good to see, I think, Spain win that World Cup.
Jimmy, what's percolating in Jimmy's brain about football in these summer months, these long dog days of summer prior to the Olympics? Anything? Football-wise, are you trying to remove yourself?
No, I thoroughly enjoyed all the football, and I miss it. You know, those morning kickoffs at like 9 and then 12 and then 3, and you had the Copa at night, then you said your MLS games. And if you're a football fan and you love the game, it was a brilliant couple of months. It really was. And now we got the Olympics to look forward to, which I'm excited about because it's more football. But it was nice as well at the same time, just have a little bit of a break. But days like this, you do miss going downstairs and turning on a match and sitting there and putting your feet up and watching the game that you love. So I loved it. I really enjoyed a lot of those games. And now I'm looking forward to the Olympics, and I'm hoping that the women really show well and push the limits. And you never know. It's so unpredictable when you go into these tournaments. You never know who's going to win them, and it'd be nice if Canada could bring home a gold. That's for sure. And it's not out of the reach, I don't feel.
When does the Leagues Cup kick off?
Soon.
It's very soon, right?
Yeah.
When is it, though?
Is it next week?
I'm trying to think. Isn't it? It might be next week, right?
Yeah.
In Miami's just...
CF Montreal play Orlando at the weekend, and that's Leagues Cup, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. So it is that soon, isn't it? Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. Well, the
July 27th to August 25th, 2024.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Miami's just kind of, they're putting daylight between themselves and the rest, haven't they, in MLS? And then they've got this thing to defend. The NWSL have a similar thing they're playing in right now as well, which I have also have limited or really no interest in whatsoever. Although Sinky scored a nice little goal, and it was a 5-0 win for Portland. Yeah, against Tijuana, Club Tijuana. I've been to a place called Club Tijuana before.
I'm guessing you didn't score there, though, Sharms.
No, couldn't afford to.
Oh boy,
with a bag full of money as well.
Yeah. I don't know. These contrived tournaments. Maybe I should appreciate it, but I really don't. Am I being unfair?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit to the women's game, because I think it's going to really help grow the women's game.
Why?
Because I think if you argue that the League's Cup is just a pause during MLS season and it doesn't hold a whole lot of meaning, and the advantage there is with the Liga MX teams, that's fair to say. But I think from the women's game, I think you playing more games, and the argument against it is a congested schedule and then the load on the players. But I think it gives them more exposure, and it gives NWSL teams a chance to test themselves against Liga MX teams, who for me for a long time is they've been doing it right in terms of development, and at least how they're prioritizing the youth in their tournament. For a long time they didn't, or in their league, they didn't allow internationals to come in. Like, it was just for the development of Mexican players.
Is it called the Leagues Cup as well? Is it something different?
No, it's got a very long, verbose name, I believe. But it's the inaugural year.
Would NSL, do you think, get an invite in there eventually? Would that be ideal?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure it would. Then I'd watch it.
Oh, but then that would get you in?
I think so. It's interesting, right? You want to see how the Canadian teams fare against, the best of North America, for sure. It might be early in your early days, a rough experience, but eventually. Our boy, though, Rob Gale, got the job full-time in Portland. We'll get Rob on the show. I was texting with him this weekend, actually. So he wants to come on. He loves the show, and we'll get him on. So he was interim for what? It seems like forever he was interim coach there, but he's been given the job full-time, and they rewarded him with a 5-0 win against Club Tijuana. Anything else you want to get to? No?
I don't think so.
No.
No, I was going to talk about TFC against CF Montreal, but TFC won, so I didn't much want to get into it.
Yeah, we have three questions coming tomorrow, TFC. You got Montreal tomorrow as well, though, so are you too busy?
Yeah, Ollie's away.
Okay.
But I was going to pull somebody else in.
Okay, we've got TFC, and then with Thursday we have Whitecaps, three questions as well. So lots coming up as we kind of stumble through these summer months before August hits, and it gets really exciting with the Prem on the horizon. The Serie A, the end of MLS, and perhaps, I don't know, we'll see how TFC fare, but probably not so well, even though they're coming off that famous win against Montreal in what was a terrible game, but we'll get into that on tomorrow's shows. Not good, was it? Not good at all.
No.
No. All right, everyone. Well, this has been Footy Prime, the podcast.
One more thing. Want to thank everyone for the last 2 weeks who ordered One Ball Gin. We sold a ton of One Ball Gin during the strike of the LCBO. So I want to say thanks to everybody who listens and buys our booze. Continue to buy it, because if you don't, they might go on strike again.
That's awesome. Good stuff. We are footyprime.com or Nickel 9 Distillery. You can find it all there. and get it delivered to your house, or go visit Nickel 9 Distillery and buy it there as well. That's brilliant. That's the show. It's not been our best. I won't lie to you.
No, it really hasn't.
No.
It's been pretty bad. We had plans that didn't come through, and we kind of had to just stumble and bumble our way through it, but we got some good stuff in there. Dan Wong is Wonger even there? I see his room, but there's no Wonger. Not to worry. We'll speak to you later this week. Cheers for listening. Bye.
Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
That was wow.
That was rotten, by the way.
We'll get better. We've been rusty, you know? We've been away for a while and had things planned. Didn't come to fruition.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime, the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/FootyPrime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show. Oh.